to me, I stink.
You do.
Why do you say
you're not fresh? You don't smell perfumey. You're not kissing sweet. You're not, you're not cologne. But that's as bad as you get.
But if there was any odor coming from him after he exercised, it would be from the foot area?
The foot area, will float all the way up and all around him.
Okay.
But there's not really a lot of BO. You're not a hairy, stinky guy. I don't think your hormones work that way.
Frida, I'd just like to say that not all hairy guys are stinky. Thank you very much. All right?
All right, sweetie.
Not all hairy guys are stinky.
I thought it was on the same gene. That's
No. I speak for hairy men all around America that's not necessarily hairy.
All right. Well, I'll sniff you next time.
Okay,
bye.
All right, thank you. Bye. All right, well, I stand corrected. I don't stink.
Well, then what are we getting here? I mean, now this has upset the apple cart because I am totally confused.
I don't know.
There was P.O. coming out of that room back there.
Hello, Jacksonville, Florida. Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Want to, first of all, thank you for being on in Jacksonville. I was a loyal listener up in Washington and have listened with great interest down here.
Oh, good. Thanks.
And I'd like to try to solve some of the, or at least answer some of the questions revolving around body odor.
All right, let's see if we can end this. Let's see. This has been almost an hour now. See if we can end this discussion.
Okay. I'd like to say before you start that I am aware that body odor encompasses a lot of things, and it's not necessarily always originating in the armpit area.
I think
there's also been confusion over the years. I know a man I worked with at another radio station had what we considered to be a body odor problem, which I always thought came from his armpits, when in fact it was a totally different area.
Was it a crotch area smell?
Yes, it was. Yes.
Well, it can be.
I got that too.
Sure, it can be a number of things. First of all,
I got that.
As far as sweat smells, okay, let's characterize these first.
Yes, let's, doctor.
There are two types of sweat glands in your body. Basically, there are two types. There.
Now, are you a real doctor?
Yes, I am. I'm a dermatologist.
Oh, you're a dermatologist.
You're a zit doctor.
So we deal with a lot of
they love being called that.
I used to hate going. My mother took me to the dermatologist when I was a kid, and I used to dread that more than going to the orthodontist. You know why?
Why?
Here's what he used to do. Dr. Wiseman, my orthodontist, would tighten up my braces so my mouth would be killing me. Then it would be the 1-2 punch. We'd go from Dr. Wiseman, then I'd have to go see, what was the guy's name? Dr. Trokey? He was the dermatologist, and here's what he would do. He had this big, long pin, and he would pick all the blackheads out of my nose. My mother would torture me. I don't want to go to the orthodontist and go to the dermatologist at the same time. But I remember thinking, what a cushy job that is, because all he had to do was pick the blackheads out of my nose.
Hit your nose and work on your nose. I bet you didn't look too much like Rudolph when you left that office.
And then he give me some Clarisil and say, have your mommy bring you back in 2 weeks.
Don, we've progressed well beyond that now, and I think that...
So you don't, at any time, you don't just pick people's blackheads?
No, we have some more intelligent solutions, even though...
I swear to God, that's what the guy did.
Well, that was the state of the art of medicine a few years ago, and in dermatology, we moved beyond that.
As we continue, I have a very important question.
Yes, sir.
As far as Ken Stevens is concerned, do you advocate the clipping off of skin tags or the burning off of skin tags?
It depends on the patient.
Yeah. Which, if you had a patient with lots of skin tags, which route would you take?
It would depend on the patient. The thing is that electrodesiccation, which is the
electrodefecation?
Desiccation.
Oh, desiccation.
Can you sing "I've Got You Under My Skin"?
I've got current under my skin.
All right, listen, hold on, Doc. Here you go. I'll give you 60 seconds.
Sure.
For uninterrupted medical talk.
That's
please
okay.
Explain it to us about BO, then we can move on to another topic.
You bet. BO, eccrine glands and apocrine glands. Eccrine glands are found just about all over your body. They exude a sweat, which is basically water. Basically, maybe a little bit of salt water, depending on what you've been eating. Apocrine glands, on the other hand, exude a proteinous substance, which is very quickly, by bacteria on the skin, is turned into a very, very foul-smelling compound. And that is what makes the apocrine glands are concentrated in the armpit area and the groin area. And after a while, if you've been sweating, and particularly if you've been under stress and long periods of time, there's been evaporation, the apocrine sweat will actually decompose on the skin by the bacteria and produce what we characterize as body odor. Now, the other question is, well, what about the feet? The feet have no apocrine glands at all, just eccrine glands.
Listen, I wish we had more time to talk about feet, doctor.
Call anytime, doc.
Hey, anytime, and thanks again. Thanks again for the cheese.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Are there times when you have to have fresh breath?
All right. Thank you, doctor.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that officially ends our discussion of Nick's BO.
Man, how long have we been talking about this?
A long time.
My God, stupidest show in America.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, I was holding to talk to them about the body odor thing, and I understand they're gone.
Yes,
I just wanted to say,
it all explained to me now.
Yes, but I also wanted to say that Japanese are the same way, not just Korean.
Well, you know, I'm going to have to sniff some of them.
Well, it's true, because they don't have much body hair.
Well, I suggest, Don, you scamper down to your local Benihana tonight with nostrils flaring.
Well, I will sniff any. I will sniff any Korean, Japanese, or Chinese person that I encounter.
Are you Japanese, ma'am?
Yes, I'm pure Japanese. There's been no other blood.
Ah, my little China doll.
No,
pure Japanese.
Right.
A China doll. I'm sorry, my mistake.
Your geisha, your geisha girl.
Ah, my geisha.
That's good.
My little geisha. Bring me some sake.
A woman.
Daddy wants some sake.
It's a woman from the Willow World.
What?
Willow World. That's where the
Widow World
prostitutes used to be.
Willow World.
You know, you're not a Japanese prostitute, are you?
You're not
a mail order bride, are you? You're not one of those girls. A guy opens up a crate and all the little pieces of foam rubber come out, and there's a girl inside.
Hooray! I'm a married man now.
No, I'm actually an attorney, but I know a lot about Japanese history.
Now you say that that Japanese people also do not have BO.
Right. And it was very hard to sell the Japanese perfumes and deodorants because they didn't have the need to cover up the smells.
Are you married?
No.
Okay. Do you have a boyfriend?
No, not at the moment.
Oh, not at the moment. Have you dated people that aren't Japanese?
I've never dated a Japanese.
Oh, you've never dated. So has it been your experience that most other people stink?
I always think my nose is a little more sensitive, yes.
So most of the men you've been with, since you've never dated a Japanese man, most of the men you hang out with stink?
Well, a lot after a lot of exertion, yes.
Ah,
mm-hmm. And how many men have you been with?
I was trying to go through the alphabet one day, but I didn't make it.
Oh. So you've been with over 26 guys?
I didn't make it. Almost 26.
All of them round eyes?
Uh-huh.
Oh, really? And that's your criteria, is alphabetical order?
I bet you Yoko Ono's got some bad BO.
No, I was just trying to do... I just thought it during those days when, you know, the when people had a little more freedom.
Sure.
Right. Oh, really? So you're part of the free love generation?
I would say so.
All right, but no smell.
Right.
Who you look like, Margaret Chow?
Chow? A lot.
What did I say, Chow?
Chow?
You know who
I'm
at.
Chinese, too.
You know,
she's Korean.
Or Korean.
Yeah, big difference. All right, thanks for calling.
Okay, well, I just wanted to make that clear.
I'll smell you sometime. Come on by, I'll sniff you sometimes.
Okay, I will.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I think, Don, really, the whole purpose of that call was she was dying to be sniffed.
We'll be right back.
You can be sure if it's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, Halloween's a week away. There are the toe-tapping touchstones spurting out of your radio and making an oogie mess. We'll take 10 calls right now. Give 10 people a pair of tickets to join us at our Halloween show, starting with call number 100.
Good luck.
So call in to win right now. 1-800-636-1067. Show live next week, next Thursday, at Regal Cinemas Countryside 14, as we open a brand new 14-theater megaplex.
Yeah, that's going to be a great place.
We will be giving away on-site a 2-year lease on a 1997 Jeep Wrangler. That's from Dulles Jeep Eagle Subaru. We'll be doing it the best way you can possibly do a car giveaway, where we give out keys.
Yeah, if you've never witnessed this, it's the most exciting giveaway you can do, because everybody gets a key. You know, you get the finalists up there with their keys, and they try to start the engine. And as soon as it turns over, they're the winner.
Yeah, it's pretty fun to watch, pretty fun to listen to also. We give it away the car. We'll be wearing our costumes, all of us dressed in drag, and we'll have a real live hypnotist with us.
Oh, boy.
The amazing Tom Silver.
Hi-ho, Silver.
Now, Nick Joe will be the subject. Nick Joe maintains that he is of such a high intellect that he cannot be hypnotized.
Yeah, we'll know for sure.
We'll try. This guy can make you think you're Bill Clinton, or make you think you're Bob Dole, or make you think that you're O.J. Simpson, mm-hmm. or he can make you feel orgasmic. upon a handshake.
All of these are experiments we are going to try.
And I like that word, experiments.
Yes, medical experiments.
At our Halloween show, which is next Thursday. So call in now, and good luck. We'll take the first 10 calls, starting with call 100. Today is Thursday, the 24th of October. Birthdays today. Y.A. Tittle, Mike.
Oh, what a great New York Giant he was.
Y.A. Tittle. I used to love saying that name when I was a little kid.
One of the greats.
Y.A. Tittle.
Where's Tittle? He's getting his helmet.
Also, Bill Wyman of the Rolling Stones. Now, there's a guy who I bet has no body odor.
Hello, Mick.
Let me see. F. Murray Abraham. Yeah, that's what I say. F. Murray Abraham.
F. Murray Abraham.
Who, F.M.
Didn't he win an Oscar for Amadeus, I think? He might
or
have.
Gandhi? Which one of those
one
movies
of those. I think he went for Amadeus. He played Salieri, the guy in Amadeus. And the best thing about
F. Amadeus.
F. Murray Abraham.
F. Murray Abraham.
In the movie Scarface.
F. Lee Bailey.
In the movie Scarface.
F. you. In Scarface.
In Scarface, he's in the helicopter when Antonio Montana is down with the drug lord down in South America, and they say, look up there, and there's F. Murray Abraham, and they push him out of the helicopter and hang him.
F. the Hobbit.
F. the Hobbit.
And also Kevin Kline today, who is, is he married to?
Phoebe Cates.
Yes, from Fast Times at Ridgemont
High.
Phoebe Snow.
He's the poetry man.
Well, you want to talk about some body odor. I bet Phoebe Snow had some B.O.
Stouffer.
On this day in, it's not too sad when you hear, great vocal talent like Phoebe Snow or somebody else from our immediate past who's now doing, commercials for Folgers Coffee.
She's proud of it, too. I saw her on Rosie O'Donnell. She was bragging about how many commercials she does.
She does the vocals for
on this day in 1962, James Brown recorded his album Live at the Apollo.
Mm-hmm.
That was his first million seller. Of course, it's just a chance, cheap opportunity for me to play this tape.
Hi, this is James Brown.
Hi, James.
And you'd be surprised at the number of young people who said they want to be like James Brown.
I know that I did.
But my advice to them is to first get a good education.
Uh-huh. Right.
Then pursue a career.
Yes.
Don't be a dropout.
Okay.
Join the rest of your friends that are headed back to school.
And as you can hear, it really worked out for James.
We're talking about the best part, what's wrong? Pop vocal performance, male. And let's see who get the. Let's see who's gonna get it on a good foot.
I'd like a transcript of that, please.
Yeah.
On this day in 1969, Richard Burton bought Elizabeth Taylor $1 million diamond necklace that weighed 70 carats.
I can't go bowling with you, Ralphie boy.
At the time, it was the world's most expensive diamond. And in 1973, Kojak premiered on CBS.
You know, when I was a kid, born on the streets of New York.
Yeah, telly.
2015.
Hey, baby.
It was a sound. It used to come from out west.
Out west, they say.
And out west to us was...
Totally.
Well, do you really want to know, New Jersey was a foreign country.
Sing it, telly.
Out west was inconceivable.
I live in a hotel.
It was haunting, melodic, and sad.
Listen to the music change.
And I've always loved it. They called it country and western music then. It has not only enveloped our country,
la, la, la,
it's known
la, la,
now
la, la,
all
la,
over
la.
The world. They still call it country and western music, and I still call it totally, totally beautiful.
Totally, totally beautiful.
Out west, they'd say, country and western music, baby.
On this day in 1989, Zsa Zsa. Oh, now you want to talk about some B.O.
Oh, yeah, especially if you got her to run in place.
You want to talk about some cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some broad cheese.
There's bacteria there.
Zsa Zsa Gabor was sentenced to 3 days in jail for slapping the Beverly Hills police officer.
He was very rude to me, va-va-va-va-va.
And in 1991, Gene Roddenberry died. Oh, it's time to announce our winners. And here to help us out, the Don and Mike Halloween Singers.
Look at him.
Mike, two more have died. Eight of them now are dead.
And they still are able to perform, which is amazing. But, of course, the living ones are helping their mouths move.
Now, I smell. It's the rotting flesh that I smell.
You would be smelling bacteria there.
Here's our 10 winners. Dave Madison, Mike Wierwick, Marshall Banks, Chuck Thompson, Tammy Mitten, John Jackson, Daryl Joyner, John Catterin, Earl Ciperni, and Larry Aronson.
Oh, they're singing now.
Halloween spooks.
All of those 10 winners will be joining us at the Regal Cinemas Countryside 14 next Thursday for our big Halloween show.
Man, who hid the sandwich under the couch?
Oh, come on back in. Come on back in.
Oh, boy.
But I can't find them for the life of me.
Are they super?
They're great.
Bob Hope's joining the group. He's a free agent now, you know. Right, make your silly noises. Come on, do it. Scare me now.
Ooh, very scary. There they go.
All right, the Halloween spooks. We got a break.
All right.
We'll be back.
We're here. We're queer. We're Irish. Get used to it. We're here. We're queer. We're Irish. Get used to it. We're here.
Consistently voted the number one radio show in America by Stupid Magazine. It's Don and Mike.
And we thank you for that recognition. Now, we're going to listen to a couple of entries in the Homemade Jingle Contest.
All right.
In the next hour, we'll get back to more celebrity news and news about the World Series and news about television and our wacky story file in the next hour. Now, we have to listen. We have to devote time every day to listening to these fabulous entries in the Homemade Jingle Contest.
Because we were whining about the fact that you weren't sending in these entries, and then all of a sudden it exploded, and now we have a backlog, and we have to listen to them, or we'll be in trouble.
And the deadline is the last day of October. Here is Does Hernank with the information. Muzz.
Right. The Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030.
Again, please, Fuzz.
That's the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030.
Luz Turbank. Thank you, Buzz. Now, the first entry we'll listen to is from Rob and Carolyn Palumbo.
Palumbo.
Along with their friend Marianne Castlebaum. And here is the letter that goes with.
I love the names.
Dear Don and Mike, I cannot get your radio station in my office, so I'll probably miss your airing of our jingle. Hopefully my sister will get it on tape. Thanks for all the fun, and we hope you like our entry. We listen on WJFK in Washington.
Right.
All right, here's their entry in the 4th Annual Homemade Jingle Contest.
Don and Mike, Don and Mike, Don and Mike.
Hey, good morning, everybody. 2 minutes past the bigger. Hey, how you doing, 2K Sam? How you doing?
Good morning.
Compared to medical center, of course.
Starring Chad Everett.
Today's the day after Thursday. I started in the
80s. Yeah, we're going to go out on a limb and predict that this new Cosby show is going to be super boring. Oh, my goodness.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their...
You know, this does not seem to be so much a song as just a bunch of clips from the show that they've put together.
A compilation.
And that one guy, the guy, today is Thursday, the day after Wednesday.
That's a blast from the past.
White coats and they're coming to take me away.
Uh-huh. You can tell your little stories about playing your disco and sneaking to the movies, but in 1979, my friend, I was right there.
You become naked.
Hey, careful. I'm a Shopper's Fresh top quality tomato.
How about you eat me? How about you eat me?
That's giving me a headache. Okay. I don't know. That's a very nice effort.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Whatever that was.
Yeah.
That goes on for a while.
Does it really?
Yes. There's like another 3 minutes of that.
All right.
Here's the next entry. Although that one should get special merit. That is the only one I've heard that included your Shopper's Food Warehouse.
Yeah. It's a top quality tomato, and I've never seen it, so that was very special for me.
Here's the next one, and this is sent in. Oh, there's a letter with this, too. Dear Don and Mike, here's my song. It's called Don and Mike. Well, you know, this is not really worth a letter. He says, this is my song, Don and Mike.
Thank you for the detail.
Chris Reardon, all right, from Washington, D.C. Here is Chris's entry at the 4th Annual Homemade Jingle Contest.
Sounds like 70s TV show theme.
This is that song Beck. This is a, what is the name of the song? It's this guy Beck.
Where is that?
This guy, Beck, he did a song that I banned Bart from listening to for a while. That song called Loser. It goes, I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you kill me? And then I realized that's the wrong tack to take by telling him he can't listen to it.
It'll encourage him to listen to it more and more.
Right, so we went out and we bought his new record, and this is whoever this guy is, Beck. So that's what the music is on this.
All right.
Let me back that up and just hear the beginning of it again.
Here we go. Sounded like the beginning of Barnaby Jones.
There's a radio station.
station, the middle of the road, all across the nation, the signal goes. A place for gods of the radio, the old Rob Bay and the new Nick Joe. Bringing more moves than outright fan lines, buzz on the news, keep us in the know. Millions of fans, just clap your hands, just clap your hands. Frida and Bart and a shepherd named Quink. Strip trivia, you can smell the stink. 4 hours a day is a small price to pay. We're rats on crack and we like it that way. Throwing out props from Elvis to Ezo. South of the border, never seen such a show. Millions of fans, just clap your hands, just clap your hands.
Dynamite!
Just two fat fellas and a microphone.
Dynamite!
It's pretty good.
Just two fat fellas and a microphone.
It's a song, what is it? Where, what it's at? Is that the name of the song? The real song?
Remember.
Where it's at, or something like that.
I like this.
Yeah. That was a good drum break. Now Donnie G is the leader of the show, but Jack can't cook cause of Domingo. Sambuca, cheese, and diet cherry coke, and flatulent sounds from coast to coast. Geronimo knows how to kick the ratings. Lots of nudes and yellow toenail shavings. Larry King used to have less hair on the Don and Mike show.
It's way up there.
Now there's another guy that I think you should know. He does more voices than a megaphone. Ringing out Charlie's doing Stabilac. I laughed so hard I nearly had a heart attack. Now Michael Mara is the brains of the show. He's the college guy and he lets Donnie know. The world's biggest hypocrites and they don't care. The Don and Mike show.
It's way up there.
Dynamite. Just two fat fellas and a microphone.
Dynamite.
Just two fat fellas and a microphone.
Dynamite.
Just two fat.
And we're gonna have a real problem this year because, with the exception maybe of that one we heard yesterday from the middle-aged woman who was like just reading poetry, we haven't had a real stinker.
This year is so far superior to years past. It's terrific.
All right, let's listen to one more. One more before we have to take another break.
All right.
Thank you. This is working out, you know, working great this year, Beav.
I mean, it's rare that you'll hear us just shut up during these jingles.
Okay. Entry number 24. Oh, and here is that song. Here, just so we know is what. Oh, Where It's At. It's the real song. When does it start? Oh, there it is.
A Quinn Martin production.
Tonight's episode.
Yeah.
Barnaby changes his bag. Co-starring Lee Merriweather.
Yeah, Lee Merriweather was always on that show.
With David Jansen.
and
Peggy Lipton.
Bow, 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 bow.
That's a real song. Yeah, I got that CD at home.
Right.
All right, well, that's who that is, Beck.
And you figure it's kind of, what, an ode to underachieving, and that's why you didn't want your son to listen to it?
Well, that was his other record, Beck's other record. That
right.
was, I don't know, he was playing it real loud in his room, and it was like, I'm a loser, baby.
Right.
So why did you kill me? I went by and said, what are you listening to? And I realized I was becoming my father.
Yeah, and that's what they say, right? All the child psychologists say if you deprive them of things like that, then it's going to be worse down the road.
Right. Okay, here we go. Number 24, entry number 24. Dear Don and Mike, hope you enjoy our entry in your homemade jingle contest. We listen every day on WHTK in Rochester, New York. Born to be Wild seemed to be a natural fit for you guys. Anyone in Rochester can hear our band at the Pied Piper of Hamelin on Saturday, October 19th, which was last weekend.
Sorry we didn't get it on sooner.
Sorry about that. And this would be from Shades Classic Rock and Roll Band in Hamelin, New York. All right, here's their entry in the 4th Annual Homemade Jingle Contest. It's like a real garage band now.
No budget jeopardy. No protection on the highway. Riley portrait last night. Bugs Burbank and Robbie. We gotta go and heal it up. But 3 to 7 each and every day. Westwood One Entertainment Incorporated. All rights reserved.
This has that garage sound to it.
I think it was... I think they were singing All Rights Reserved, right? Dennis Murphy, Go Away.
Got that one.
Three to seven every day. Westwood One Entertainment Incorporated.
That sounds like it was recorded in the garage, and that's what we like.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, Born to be Wild.
Thank you. And we will stop there because I see the next entry is from the aforementioned Dennis Murphy.
Oh, my God.
So the next time on tomorrow's episode when we pick this contest back up, that'll be where we start.
What a tease. Well, that's guaranteed listening.
And now here is Muzz Durnank with the address again. Muzz.
It's the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030.
Don't forget, we're going to pick one and name that one the best, and somebody gets $1,000. Again, please puzz.
The Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030.
All right, good job, everybody. Those entries are great. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
Radio Gods, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
Silence brought to you by Charlie Broyhill.
He would have an enormous Schwanzstucker. Oof.
More jams than Smuckers, more moves than Allied Bands, and more lines than Mob Bell. The Don and Mike Show.
Coast to coast and nationwide, Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, and you're listening to us in Sioux City, Iowa. Magic 99 FM in Lafayette, Louisiana. That's KVOL, The Buzz. And thank you for listening at San Diego on Always Entertaining, AM 1170 Talk. KCBQ.
Ooh, we love San Diego.
All right, a while to go in today's episode, then tomorrow, it's a big one tomorrow when we have Stossel the Love Muscle.
Yes, Stossel will be here.
Talking about movies. Hooray for Stosselwood. We'll also be playing Loba the Jeopardy.
All right.
We will have Lieutenant Dax from Deep Space Nine.
Not to be confused with Lieutenant Dan, as you mentioned before.
Terry Farrell, I think that's her name. Mm-hmm. She is H-O-T hot.
It's not Terry Farrell?
I don't think so.
Okay, just checking.
She's not on a bench. Is that guy's show still on our station?
Yes, it is.
And retard Pharrell. have you heard it?
Oh, yeah. Hey, all right, baby. I go, yeah, beer.
You know, I never have. I've heard the promos for it, but I've never heard the show.
And tomorrow we will be doing our own unique brand of sports reporting where we pick the pros until they scab and bleed. And tomorrow we will be joined by Paul McGuire from NBC.
A football guy, a funnyman.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's like John Madden Jr.
That's right. I can even say that I think Paul McGuire a little more comedy oriented than John Madden is, because John Madden has to totally rely on like the goo coming off of people's faces, but Paul McGuire has some pretty funny things to say.
Thinking man's John Madden,
absolutely.
Maybe. Although neither one of those guys is like an absolute genius. Okay,
I bet they've never read The Prophet.
I bet not. But they know all about BO.
Yeah, and they know, you don't have to throw bacteria their way.
To our wacky story file we go, and I have 1, 2, 3, 4 choices for you today.
All right.
First, we have Fran Baskerville. She's a regular crazy psychic that we've had on the show before.
Okay.
I'm not sure. She might be the singing psychic.
Is she the one who has the little voice
like that?
She might
else.
Be. Mm-hmm. She says that she knows the future of Madonna's new baby. Okay. So she wants to be on the show.
That's hot, baby.
Then we've got a guy in Louisiana who wants to make a World Macarena Day on Monday, the 28th of October.
That's a perfect call for our phony, sarcastic selves.
Then we have the story about Estelle Getty stuck in a loveless marriage,
mm-hmm.
and we have the number of Estelle Getty's husband who's in the loveless marriage with her.
Ooh, excellent. We can maybe give him some pointers.
And then the story about the McDonald's in France. For some reason, they're having battles with McDonald's. The French people are about the... I get it. It's how much they're charging for a McDonald's food now in France because of some deal with taxes.
Are these the same stories that came out of that that oversized briefcase of yours?
No.
These
are different stories. These are new, fresh stories.
Those aren't dog-eared and yellow yet.
No, except for the Estelle Getty story. She's kind of dog-eared and yellow herself, so that's okay. Which one you want to go with? Then we got the Madonna psychic. We've got the guy who wants to make the Macarena.
I want to call the Madonna psychic. If it's the singing psychic, I want to find out. If it's not, we can lose her real quick.
All right, let's give her a try.
This lady always has. If it's the lady I'm thinking of, she always has a guitar nearby or a piano.
Piano. She's played the piano before.
Oh, bummer. Right. She's obviously very popular.
She's not too much of a psychic, or she would have known that we were going to call her.
Yeah, leave that line open.
All right, let me go to the Estelle Getty story.
All right.
Okay.
This is the loveless marriage.
Yes. And don't we have some Estelle Getty workout tape drop-ins? You know, everybody's got a workout tape, and Estelle Getty has one, too.
For seniors.
Golden girl Estelle Getty made a shocking admission on the eve of her 49th wedding anniversary. She's stuck in a loveless sham of a marriage.
Oh, my God, what a tragedy.
Just because I'll be married 49 years doesn't make it a successful marriage, says the lovely Estelle Getty.
Wow.
Her husband, 77-year-old Arthur Gentleman, says, "It's a loveless marriage on Estelle's part, not mine."
Oh, man.
"Things are so bad that Estelle and Arthur have not even lived together for 10 years.
Wow.
She lives in a spacious three-bedroom Beverly Hills mansion, while he lives in a Miami condo and sleeps on a couch. Even when we lived in the same home, we lived separately," says Arthur, speaking for the first time about their stormy marriage.
Wow, 49 years and hating each other. I can't think of anything more horrible.
"We clash violently."
Oh, my.
"Estelle feels I judge..."
Ooh. Yeah.
"Hey, baby."
Nice.
"Where's the fire?"
Ooh.
Ah.
Ooh. Estelle.
"Hello out there."
Hello.
754-6.
No, give your number out.
"I'd love to talk to you, so please give your name and phone number, and I'll get right back to you. Thank you."
Oh, he's not there. Arthur, hi, it's Don and Mike. We're calling on our national radio show to find out about your loveless marriage with Estelle Getty.
Yes, we're very interested in our Arthur.
So please give us a call. Estelle, are you listening, you pig, you?
Yeah, call us sometime. We want to talk about your loveless marriage.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. All right.
Oh, what a bummer.
Well, let me try the psychic again.
Where could he be? 77 years old, he's in Miami, and it's after 6 o'clock. Isn't he supposed
Maybe
to be...
Maybe he's got a face full of carpet. I mean, like Elvis.
Of course, Don, the most obvious option, and I hadn't thought of it.
Perhaps he's choking on his own vomit.
He can't come to the phone.
Because he's dead.
"I'm falling, and I can't get up."
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Fran Baskerville, please.
Oh, hold on, please.
That's her husband. This is the lady. This is the real enchilada here.
This is the singing lady.
Get to the phone. I hope that's not her husband yelling at her.
I think that was a dog.
Hope so.
"Are you all getting ready for the hounds of the Baskerville for Halloween?"
Yes, hello. Listen, you're on the radio, on the Don and Mike show, national radio.
No. Here's Fran.
All right. Fran.
Hello?
Hello, Fran.
Yeah, here she is. A round of applause.
Hi, Fran. It's Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. We're doing our national show.
We've called you many times before, Fran. How have you been?
Just fine, thank you.
Fran, I understand that you have news about Madonna's new baby being a super psychic and all.
Yeah.
What is the news? What do you see for Madonna's new baby?
Oh, okay. Let me get on that line. Hold on just a minute.
And you're gonna sing it for us? Because you're the singing psychic, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Would you sing please for us today?
Yeah. Hold on just a minute. Let me... Okay, I'll clap. Just leave it. Hold on a minute. Okay, so...
Carol Ann.
I don't
want to... Carol Ann.
Stay away from the lights.
There's evil in this house. Grab on to the rope. Grab on to the rope, Carol Ann.
Put that in.
It's stronger than you.
$2 a minute, so it's like...
What's $2 a minute? What's she talking about?
Sorry, but that's...
But there's something...
What is she talking about?
There's something else in this house.
Hello, Fran.
She's a physical?
Fran?
She on another line?
Physical?
Is she like giving a real reading there? It sounds like she's talking...
Hello, Fran.
Okay. She outside? Okay.
Wow.
Okay, hello.
Hey, how you doing, sweetheart?
Okay, I got a client outside, but
I'm
the one fixing to come in, but I guess we can do this for a minute. He didn't tell me I had your about this show, but that's okay.
You have a client, like people lining up outside your door because you're a psychic?
Yeah.
You ever heard of Aline Cunningham?
Investigation company.
You ever?
Appointments usually, so.
Never mind.
Has appointment, I don't know.
Never mind. Listen, what do you hear for Madonna's new baby?
Okay.
There we go.
Well, it looks as though Madonna, baby, is gonna control her.
Yeah, she's great.
With those baby eyes, and Madonna's gonna be.
She's fantastic.
A PTA mom,
And she's going to be a Girl Scout leader for Lourdes Marie. And it looks as though I can see Lourdes Marie marrying a plastic surgeon.
What is she doing?
Says the baby's going to marry a plastic surgeon and be a Girl Scout leader, Don.
I heard that.
And girls.
I ask again, what is she doing, though?
And a bully. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, fantastic, Fran, as usual.
Well, so, thank you.
So you predict that Madonna's new daughter will marry a plastic surgeon.
Uh-huh.
Anything else?
She's 23.
When she's 23?
And she'll have twin girls and another boy.
Another boy, so three kids total.
Uh-huh.
All right, Fran, we'll let you get back to your next appointment.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm rushed today. I'm sorry about that. And so I would like to give my number out.
Oh, yeah, please do, Fran.
Okay, it's... 972.
That's the area code in Dallas, Texas. 972.
Uh-huh. 380-0989.
And who do you want to call you?
Anybody that wants a reading or if they have a missing child. I found over 4,000 missing kids abducted by strangers. And so I do all kinds of things.
All right, gotcha. Okay, right. Fran.
Bye, Fran.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, she's no Aline, I'll tell you that.
No. And I think she turns that on, that that little munchkin voice, because you know she answered the phone. It was kind of, yeah, can I help you? And then it was like,
the good ship, lollipop.
All right, well, you heard her. There's Fran, the singing psychic.
Yeah, and she's obviously not found her rhyming dictionary.
We'll be right back. Yes, she needs, oh, what a feeling when you're dancing on the ceiling.
That's it.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
Hello, I'm Sir Richard David Burrow. Homosexuality. Does it exist in the animal kingdom? Are there single-sex watering holes? Are there packs of wildebeest cruising the Nairobi in search of a chance sexual encounter? Do animal rights extend into the bedroom? Join me as we watch endless footage of animals sniffing each other's butts on the next National Pornographic Explorer.
You got to sass it, you jive turkey. The Don and Mike Show.
Now we're rocking with the grassroots.
All right.
And with that in the background, let's take some phone calls, all right?
Let's do it.
At 1-800-636-1067.
That's our phone number. So call us right now. We'll take your calls.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. God, I am so glad to hear you. I moved down to Jacksonville, Florida 1 year ago from Washington, D.C. I was listening to you back in the AVA days all the way through, and I just found you here in Jacksonville. When did you go on down here?
Listen to this man. Can you hear the enthusiasm in this man's voice?
Oh, that's the loyalty that we have with
you
our
know
listeners.
How, I go all the way back to David Haynes. I remember the first episode of Low Budget Jeopardy you ever did when you gave out $10, $20, and $30, everything.
Well, listen, we appreciate your patronage, and to answer your question, we've been on in Jacksonville, Florida, I think like 2 weeks or something.
Oh, I just found it. I'm so happy.
You know what's exciting about Jacksonville, Florida? We're getting a lot of feedback from that market already, and that's a good sign, a very positive sign.
Anything that you need down here for us to do, we'll do it.
Well, listen, you just be our Pied Piper, please. Just go go spread the good word about our show.
Oh, I will.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
I've been holding for so long. I wanted to...
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. You're forgiven.
That was a little Dennis Murphy that you were doing just then.
Just a little bit.
So sorry that we've inconvenienced you.
This is Dennis Murphy.
Perhaps we could work it out over a glass of wine back at my Murphy pad.
Hello, ladies.
I wanted the number. That little psychic lady that...
You don't seem
earlier.
To be laughing. You don't seem to be laughing at the Dennis Murphy stick here.
No. Dennis Murphy isn't funny to me.
Dennis Murphy isn't, and now you want to just proceed with your agenda. You sound like a very selfish woman.
I am. I wanted the phone number.
See, Dennis Murphy means everything to me.
Come on, guys.
See, we continue to interrupt because we know that you're continuing to ignore us.
No.
Don't ignore us!
Acknowledge the fact that we're doing Dennis Murphy with the voice of Cary Grant.
This is Dennis Murphy.
I'm Dennis Murphy. Hello, Maitre D. I'm thinking about having a little party for 10. Please reserve my usual table in the finest linens.
I'll be at the hideous suite.
You guys, can I get the phone number from the psychic lady?
If you need to reach me for any reason at all, you can call 1-800-I-CHAFE. 1-800-I-CHAFE.
And I'll be Captain Hook. at the Don and Mike Halloween show.
That's my usual costume. I've got it in my back room with my very special hook.
My lips are paralyzed.
That's right. And incidentally, if you want to show me a good time, make sure you sit me down on a toilet and wash me.
You need washing.
Now, what do you want? What
is it? I wanted the phone number.
What? Phone number of what?
Lady that called in a little bit earlier. All I caught was the 972 part. Mm.
God.
And then also to tell you that Mike does have a body odor.
What?
Mike, you have a body odor.
What do you mean?
When you were down in Ocean City at Secrets and you had your broadcast from there, I got close enough to you. I didn't smell Don, but I did smell you.
Oh, you bitch. I did not have a body odor. I did not.
It's so very rare to get that that reaction out of
you. You either had a body odor.
I was fresh as a daisy.
He smells fresh as a daisy every single day.
That's
very
right.
Bad.
Unlike you. Were you the lady that had the death breath?
I believe the smell was our security guard, Doug, who is probably standing very close to Mike.
Thank you, Doug.
With no offense to Doug, but he does sweat a lot, and he smells.
That's very nice. I
Mike smells
that.
Like a girl on a prom date.
God bless you.
Can I get the number from
you? No, 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 you can't. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
I love it when you yell at the listeners.
Thank you very much.
I yell at the listeners.
But, you know, it has to be the perfect time when I'm being threatened directly.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. This is Clay in Bakersfield.
Yes, hello.
And I heard you talking about Doug McClure earlier on the first hour.
Yes.
And I have a really great, I think, is Doug McClure story.
Well, we're always open to hear Doug McClure stories.
Yes, he will be missed.
A friend of my mother's sister was dating him, and she bought a basset hound. And then she broke up with him, and he kidnapped the basset hound.
Now keep in mind, you're talking about a guy who can't defend himself.
Well, you know.
He's having a shovel full of dirt for dinner right now, so just make sure what you say about Doug McClure you can back up.
It's alleged, okay?
All right, it's alleged.
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 And she finally kidnapped the dog back from him, and she sent the dog, and this was up in Monterey, and she sent the dog down to Bakersfield to hide the dog from Doug McClure so he couldn't steal the dog back. And eventually I ended up with the dog. And I had her for 15 years. And every time Doug McClure came on television, he used to hide her eyes and say, "Don't look, baby."
All right. Thank you for the call.
I like my Doug McClure story.
If that was Doug McClure's dog, it would have had a little cowboy hat and a vest.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Where did that come from? Hello.
Hello.
The Virginian.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hi. Hi, guys.
And I love Doug McClure on The Simpsons now. Even though it's not Doug McClure, they're just doing a goof on him. It's Troy McClure,
I think is the name.
With Phil Hartman supplying the voice.
I was Troy McClure. You remember me and all those shows that he's on.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hi.
Hey, I'm calling from Salt Lake.
What are you doing calling now? We're not even on at Salt Lake now.
I know. I got a gripe about that. You need to call up the program director and tell him to get Tom Likas out of your slot.
Listen, that is an insult to us that Tom Likas is in our slot.
Yeah, Tom Likas. Excuse me.
And actually, we can't complain about the fact that we only got a three-hour clear in Salt Lake. You folks who listen to the program have got to call the station and tell them you want the fourth hour.
Oh, we do. We call it plenty of time.
Well, please do.
You tell them, when you call him, you tell him Tom Likas has no business being in our slot.
Oh, I call all the time and tell them that. And your Mike?
Yes.
Your crap detector didn't work when the exotic place call from the most exotic place you can find.
Yeah, when we were playing that game the other day.
Your crap detector didn't work one time.
Well, I don't think anybody was lying.
Well.
who do you think was trying to pull
a fast one? No, I know. Your winners lied.
Dentist?
From West Jordan, Utah.
The guy in the dentist chair?
Uh-huh.
Well, no way that guy was lying.
They were calling I better not spill the beans, but I'll tell you anyway. He was calling from a lab they work in. He had the chair, and the guy put a vacuum up to his cheek.
No, but what about the dentist drill sound?
They have a bunch of dentist tools. They called up the local station today and told the local listeners.
Well, now, on what show did they call on the local station there?
Hot Talk 860.
But what show? What show do they just take telephone calls on that station?
I think my crap detector's going off now.
No. They called up the 9 to 12 show.
Yeah, and what is the 9 to 12 show?
His name is Martin Davis.
And they said that they pulled a fast one on us?
Oh yeah.
And they were bragging about it on that show?
Uh-huh.
And we can verify that?
They said they're gonna call you when they get the cashier check.
Well, see, now they won't get the cashier check.
Uh-oh.
And we appreciate the policing. That's fantastic.
I'm a good Mormon person. They got that dishonestly.
God damn it, you're great.
Way to go.
God damn it, you're great.
I'm a Mormon and I love your show.
God damn it, that's great. All right, well, listen, thanks.
I know what you're trying to do, and it don't bother me.
All right, I got you. Hello. All right. Hello, South Carolina, Don and Mike show. We'll find out.
Yep.
Oh, hey. We got our secret police. We'll find out.
Oh, yes, and the punishment.
The Don and Mike Gestapo. Hello.
How long y'all been on in Greenville, South Carolina?
I don't know. Same as Jacksonville, about 2 weeks, I think.
This is great. Are y'all allowed to say that stuff on radio?
Say what stuff?
Like bitch?
Yes, of course.
On radio, you say God damn it?
Yes, but now, great. But hold on, but be careful, because those are like the only ones that you can say.
Oh.
You can't say, you can say ass, but you can't say the whole word.
Right.
You can't say the F word, huh?
Yeah, the F word, absolutely not. You can't say the S word either.
But you can say F word.
And remember, leave it in the hands of competent professionals.
Right. Leave the cussing. Leave the cussing to us, okay?
In fact, get off this subject altogether because it's making both of us uncomfortable.
I think you'll find that.
I wouldn't want you on an S in your pants.
Right. I would. All right. Goodbye.
See, that's all he wanted to do.
Bye. Effing retard. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
See, that was strictly for comedic purposes.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Hello.
Hi.
I play to an audience of one, Mike. You know that.
I know.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
You're on the air.
I was just curious, what ever happened to Wanda?
Oh, you mean from Baltimore?
Yeah, the preoperative transsexual.
Do not know, but I know that whenever Mike did the impression of her, she sure did get pissed.
Yeah, she threatened me with violence on a number of occasions.
Oh, okay.
Did she sound like Buzz Skaggs?
She said something like, she said one time, hi, I'm going to give you a Colombian necktie.
Oh, yeah, we know what that is because we read those wise guy books.
Very scary.
That's when they cut your neck right open.
Not a mic.
Hello?
Hello? Rhonda.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, is this Don?
Yes, I am. Hello, and Mike.
Oh, well, I got a message for you.
Yes.
Caribbean.
Oh, the Caribbean.
Yeah.
But we got the clarification on that spelling the other day.
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
This is Doug from Reno.
Yes, what are you talking? I don't follow. You're going to have
the spelling. Remember we were doing the spelling bee the other day? We were doing spell certain words.
On Low Budget Jeopardy, I think.
Was it Low Budget Jeopardy?
Yeah.
And somebody said Caribbean. You had somebody on that you wanted to spell, and you kept asking them spelling questions. And I'm trying. Now, thank you, Charles.
There is Radar Broil.
I believe this guy had sent a letter in, and you were commenting on all of his misspellings in that letter, and then he called in.
Oh, I got you.
There you go.
Okay, all right.
Did
well,
you get my facts this morning?
Spell the word correctly, please.
What?
Caribbean.
What word?
Caribbean.
Caribbean.
Now, spell philanthropist.
Yeah.
Come on.
Don and Mike.
All right. All right. Whatever. Ooh. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio gods, it's an honor and a privilege. Two questions.
And if you're still listening for that guy, here's what I want you to do. I want you to bend over and spell the word run. Okay?
Very simple game and play it all evening.
Bend over like you're hiking a football and spell the word run.
We play that with all our general managers.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, sir.
An honor and a privilege. Two questions.
Yes.
First is, who would you do, Giselle Fernandez or Katie Couric?
Giselle Fernandez.
Good call.
Buzz, you too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Second question.
She's coming back on the show, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Giselle is.
Excellent.
Ooh, nice. Hello?
Got a second question.
Yes.
This is more for Mike.
Yeah. Still thinking about Giselle.
Nice.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, do you think that the baseball fans in both Japan and Germany will compare the 1996 World Series...
Are you still trying to get me to do that Ken Beatrice impersonation?
I'm sorry, that is an old bit. That is ancient history, sir.
Yeah, we don't do Ken Beatrice on the show anymore.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Last call.
Don and Mike.
Right, hello.
Call from Sacramento.
Hi.
Hey, listen, I got two little tidbits of information and a question for you.
Okay.
First off, I didn't know if you heard about... last Monday Night Football, when Jack Kemp was down on the field before the game throwing the football because he used to quarterback the San Diego Chargers.
Right, yeah, in Buffalo.
And and then Frank Gifford came down to show him up. And apparently old Frank isn't quite on the ball anymore. And beamed one of the cameramen in the back of the head with one of his first throw.
All right.
That was it for him. And then Mike, a question and kind of a warning for you, I think. Did you hear about the golfer in Wisconsin who got killed on the golf course?
Yes, he was kicked in the chest with spikes, sir.
Yes, Buzz
alerted me to that fact, and I've taken precautions.
Excellent. Excellent.
Thank you.
And my last question is, you guys have on one of your bumpers, some little kid, he's saying,
get your tickets now for the greatest show in town.
Excellent. Always
that's what he said.
Radio gods, thank you very much.
All right. Well that was a lovely story.
I thought it was a very lovely story.
You told it so well.
And you tell it so well.
Such enthusiasm.
Such enthusiasm.
Right. Okay, please, no more telephone calls.
Giselle.
Are there times when you have to have fresh breath?
Hold on, that's the wrong tape. I meant to play this one.
Paid for by Perot, 96.
And we'll be right back.
This should be played at high volume.
The Don and Mike Show.
Preferably in a residential area.
Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, WJFK.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
You never saw such a show. Senor Don, he's Senor Mike.
Thank you, Senor Turner. And here are the Toe Tap and Touch shows. Turner? I hardly knew her. Turner and Hooch.
Yeah.
There's the Toe Tap and Touch Tones, and we'll take call 100 right now. Let me give you some stuff. Call on our toll-free line, 1-800-636-1067. And good luck to call 100 at 651 on the East Coast, 351 out west. In between, check your wrist. And now with the last look at the day's news, here is Cuz Wernank. Hello, Puzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Ross Perot. What follows is a short list of people who've done something dumb in the past 7 days. Notice, please, the common thread is alcohol. First, there was the guy in Cleveland who faces 6 months in jail for shouting bomb in the airport there. This 40-year-old man had just come out of an airport bar at the time. Police say he didn't appear to be drunk, but they have cited him with inducing public panic. The man says yelling bomb was all just a big misunderstanding. Aren't they all?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the kid at Northern Arizona University who's been arrested for underage drinking. It'll be a tough charge to beat because there's a picture of him doing shots of tequila on the front page of the school newspaper. The student, by the way, is a criminal justice major.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the two guys who stole a Maryland State Police cruiser yesterday and went for a joyride using the lights and siren to make their friends and neighbors pull over. They got caught near the Pennsylvania border when they stopped to buy beer, making the clerk suspicious enough to drop a dime. Also dumb, however, the trooper who'd left his keys in the car. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No!
Thank you, Buzz.
No! Now, listen, let me proceed here because I think you're going to like the end of the show tonight.
Oh, excellent.
The hat has been purchased.
Oh, he's got a big grin on his face.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
100?
Hello, what?
Am I caller 100?
Pleasantries.
All right.
Boy, if you can't identify the word, Hello. Then you're not going to succeed.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hello.
I enjoyed the show today.
That's a pleasantry.
That's a pleasantry. What's your name?
Dan.
Dan, where are you from?
Lynchburg, Virginia.
You the man.
Right.
Hold on, Dan. Hold on. Hold on a second.
Good night.
That's all I ask for. Just a pleasantry.
A simple pleasantry. A pleasantry.
Great show as always.
Well, thank you. All right, now pipe down. I had enough of your pleasantries now.
Kind, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Major Bill Smith Singers.
Good night.
La, 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 la. Dan calling from Roanoke?
Lynchburg.
Right, same difference. You've won tickets to see the Washington Capitals take on the New York Rangers November 9th at the US Air Arena. Your tickets are courtesy of Info Tips. Plus, you've won the VHS copy of James and the Giant Peach. That's from Walt Disney, and a $25 gift certificate to Golf USA. Before you go to play, go to Golf USA. And thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Adios.
Good night.
La, 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 la.
Good night.
Hey, what time is the lady from Deep Space Nine tomorrow?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock? All right, big show tomorrow.
Wow.
Terry Farrell from Deep Space Nine.
Mm-hmm.
How do you say her first name, Buzz, on the show?
Dax.
No, what's Dax is the last name. What's
Curzon?
No. It's
Jadzia.
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 Jadzia. Jadzia, Mike.
Jadzia.
Ooh. Ooh, yeah, she's got it too.
Jadzia.
Jadzia Dax tomorrow. Also, we'll be picking the pros until they scab and bleed with Paul McGuire from NBC Sports.
That's very exciting.
So it'll be a big one. We'll play Low Budget Jeopardy tomorrow and Stossel the Love Muscle.
All right.
That's it. Got to go. And we'll give away lots more tickets tomorrow for our big Halloween show also.
Excellent.
Thank you, Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Mike.
Mm.
And are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready to get happy?
I'm really ready to get happy. I'm ready for the new hat.
Here now is Rob Spiewak, ready to throw it. Now check it out. Throw his new hat in the air.
You might just make it
okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. There you go. Now that's a finish.
Meow. Hey, Tommy Jomi, want Beyond You show.
So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow, and bye-bye.
Hey, Ken Stevens, don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money.
Delightful. Delightful. This is the best show we've ever done.
You are the best thing on the radio.
Don and Mike kick ass.
Please focus on the show.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Still, a good time was had by all.
That's about as good as it gets. Well, so long, and have a good night.
Adventures, adventures in Dickland.
Barney boy, there go two of the good ones.
You said it, Fred.
Don and Mike, kick ass.
Don and Mike, kick ass.
We could go on for hours and mesmerize you. You've been a terrific audience. We hope you enjoyed yourselves. We're at that time where we have to go. Thank you for coming. Good night. God bless you.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Price, service, and selection. Country style.
Radio gods.
I think of kids for the British show in town.
Don and Mike.
Right on! Right on!
So here he is with his big jukebox.
Yeah.
The number one man of all the jocks.
Yep.
Hey, Mr. Record Man, what we mean is turn up the sound on the record machine.
Yeah.
Roll back the rugs and stand up, folks. Here comes the man with the music and jokes. He's gonna play the top 10 and the bottom 50.
Yeah!
You know his taste, it's oh so nifty.
Yeah!
So let's start to swing and let's start to sway. Here comes the guy with some records to play.
Oh, yeah.